right, welcome back. This is MGM Marketabilities Podcast. Learn, develop, launch.
Then you launch.
Yep.
After you've learned and developed.
Yep. Elon knows all about launching.
Ugh. Yes, those rockets.
Must we?
What? What's wrong?
No.
Musk we?
No. That was actually pretty good.
That's a pretty good one.
I was going to give him that one. So what happened? You know I don't watch news.
I was just alarmed because it was so good. It wasn't dumb.
It wasn't dumb.
No.
That we say that about Riley often.
Well,
but
maybe.
I do.
So what happened? I've heard.
He's just probably launching more satellites.
Right. Like what, it was like a couple of minutes and it was gone, right? How much money? Just
billions of dollars, probably.
Probably. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really keep up with it.
You'd know that whatever attempt of late failed.
Yeah. So the first one failed.
Yeah.
So it went up and something happened. Just it was like midair. It didn't explode.
Oh, it didn't?
No.
I thought it blew up.
No, okay. No. It went up and then they saw something went wrong. So they called it, or I think they caught it. No, they caught it before it went up. So it was like 5, 4, 3, 2 on almost one. They were like, cancel.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, something went wrong.
Do you know about this, Walker Spalding?
You gotta say your full name.
The full name every time.
I love it.
But okay, yeah, they canceled the launch at like almost
I heard it went up and then it was.
No, I didn't.
People lie.
No. Then recently, within the last week, they launched it.
It made it?
Yeah.
Orbit?
Yeah, probably. Who knows? It's Elon.
Where did it go?
More satellites, I guess.
You know where it went, but we can't repeat it.
You can't tell me?
No.
You'd have to hurt me?
No, I just can't.
What is it, like Uranus?
Did you guys think it was funny because it came from him?
I love that.
Oh my God.
It very well could have.
He hasn't said a word this entire podcast. What was it, Uranus?
Oh,
I'm sorry. We had an audience. They're gone. I'm sorry.
I think they're here. Actually, that kept them here.
That was good. That was excellent. All right, listen. So, the last podcast we talked about, hey, very similar to what we're talking about now, the whole Elon Musk thing and the crazy, you know, digging cities underneath Los Angeles and sending things to Uranus and.
Oh, my.
But it just is, they're talkabouts, right?
Oh gosh, don't say.
They're talkabouts. Oh goodness gracious.
What happened?
I don't know.
Should we start again? Rewind.
No,
rewind.
No.
Yeah, we don't
have
that.
Never being deleted.
We don't have that anymore. Do you guys remember
that's going
that?
On social.
Anybody know about Rewind? Be Kind Rewind?
Huh?
Like with VHS tapes?
You remember that?
Yeah, you'd like take it back to
I do remember that. Yeah, I do remember that.
Had a little sticker. Be kind, rewind.
I would rewind it about 3/4 of the way.
Most
just so that they had to put it back in to get the last quarter.
Right.
God. Piss somebody off, man.
So weird.
I was not a great person when I was younger.
No, I can tell. So, you know, we want to give you some market abilities, some tips, some things that will benefit you. I mean, off topic again. Never mind. Okay, no.
Whoa.
So I did. I took a left, and then I came back right there.
Yep. Proceed.
It's okay to change direction.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's called the what?
Pivot.
The pivot. You guys know about the pivot? Yeah. No.
Yeah, I played soccer.
You did? Yeah. All right. So, you know, we talk about marketing trends, but what keeps making the number one spot on the list? How are people making money? How are people reaching their customers? How are people reaching fans? What is number one?
Social?
Video content.
Like festivals or like media festivals? I don't know. It's some kind of interaction. I'm trying to think of
some
kind
of
interactivity.
Digital, right?
So social.
Well, I'm not necessarily social. If you Google something, you're presented an ad, or if I know you're in the market for a car and I've positioned my company digitally, I'm going to follow you for 30 days on your phone.
Yeah. Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
That's weird.
This is the way. Number one way.
Clingy.
It is clingy. Number one way. But let me tell you something. You have to be here. Like if you own a business, you really have to be here. And I know that people are getting more and more freaked out because truly, if you're carrying one of these, if you have a Google Home, Alexa, Siri, they're all taking notes, right?
Sure.
Privacy is lost.
That's true.
Because we want to give you what you need, and it's a bunch of stuff like mess, services. But that's how you reach people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It is.
But it's legal.
Like, it is legal.
If you say you allow it whenever you read the little terms and conditions.
Sorry. I was just going to say, I remember hearing my dad talk about how he would get ads for purses on his phone.
Oh my gosh.
And then I remember thinking, huh, that's really weird. That's kind of creepy how most companies do this. And then reading a novel 1984 and where everything is being observed.
Yes.
It just seems so weird to read a book and be like, yeah, that would be really weird if that was the case. And mm-hmm. then. Stepping out.
Whammo.
It's like, oh, wow, it actually happened.
It's so true. And I wonder if your mom spoke purse into his phone many times.
Probably,
the design
yeah.
and everything that she wants. You know, that's how it shows up. It really does.
Or, I mean, you could hack it. You could be like, this is a thing I want. And then you get on your partner's phone and just keep searching it over and over again.
First,
all of a sudden you see keep seeing ads.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And that's the key is now people and companies are sensitive to that. Typically when you serve up an ad, you do have a cutoff and it's usually 30 days. Is that still too much? I'm going to follow you for 30 days
my ad. Is it per search?
Per searches or per search?
Not purses, but if I look up a specific microphone.
Right.
And then I see ads for it for 22 days.
Mm-hmm.
But then I search for it again. Does it start back over at one?
I think it has to be over that period.
Okay.
Now we can do something called retargeting, which means we're going to follow you for 30 days. But then if you maybe jump on another website or, you know, we'll probe a little bit more to say, hey, did you buy that? Or are you still in the market for this? Mm. You know, we can do it that way. Retargeting on another site or from a different source, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's cool.
And, you know, another thing we did just this week, it's kind of cool, but creepy. If you have a brick and mortar or you have if you're a service provider, it's called foot traffic conversions. And it's where we're now monitoring people as they come in to your door. We can see, based on the first time they saw our ad, how they interacted with it, and whether or not they came in.
That's cool. And creepy. And cool.
And cool, yeah.
Don't some companies have, the tracking, AI to, see where the eyes are looking on the ads?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been seeing, people post and,
They're looking at me through my camera?
They can, track where your eyes are at, on the ad, so, they can figure out what draws
your eyes. What if you're not dressed?
Well,
you're the guy with the tape on your computer right there, right? You don't want anybody to see you.
No, they can see it. I just feel bad for them.
Yeah, that's funny. It's right? It's kind of like most certainly what you're saying. It's a different approach, and it's a little bit more creepy than even,
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah,
I'll be honest.
For years,
is it kind of like Snapchat?
I think a little
with their,
bit.
With their filters and stuff like that?
It's just like an eye tracking software. Huh. So they track where your eyes are looking
on the ad. What caught your attention?
That's
just now
crazy.
You can see how people interact with your website. They'll go to certain pages, but they have no interest in maybe this page or this part of your website. So then that's where you know you need to improve or get rid of it, right? If you're not getting that attention.
Right.
So Pivot, not rivet, pivot. Yeah. And then you're right, social media.
Yep. It's important.
It is. But man, it's a lot of work when you do that for a job, you know?
Yeah, but it'll make you a lot of money.
It will.
Yeah.
And for very little
right,
money.
It's crazy when you're doing it for how many companies do we use social media for now? Five, like six or seven?
722.
No.
I think there's
we have room for more clients and
we
companies
do.
Interested.
Yes.
There's 13?
No, actually, social media, though, like posting and taking care of their social media, it's like 6 or 7.
No, I think it's more. It's more.
More than that, yeah.
It's more than
we
that.
We let you help with 6 or 7 of them.
Yeah. you don't want me to touch their
other. I think it's like 13.
Right.
Off top.
Yeah, well, anyway, we have room for more, and we're expanding every day. We're growing.
Media.
Yes, yes.
It could also obviously make you viral, but like, if you have an app, I saw this commercial or this company, and like, it was this daughter filming the dad. It was like, my dad's been working on this app for years and years and years. Can you guys help me?
Oh yeah.
Do his dream.
Oh, that's smart.
And just share.
Right.
And they
like it.
They went. They went from like 500 followers to 400,000 overnight.
Oh, and daddy has an app to sell. Oh, I love that. Oh yeah. That's awesome.
Oh yeah. And it's a really cool boating app.
Boating?
Boating app, yeah.
What does it do?
All kinds of stuff. It could like tell you like the wind direction and stuff like that, where seas and stuff like that.
How about
that? I haven't looked so in depth into it, but like I've seen videos and.
How old was the daughter?
You don't own a boat?
Sure, I wish. I wish, man.
How old was the daughter?
Probably my age, maybe a little bit older than me.
Okay. And she got dad the following. How about that?
Yeah. And now it's like a $1 million company, maybe more than that now.
Wow.
Less than a few months.
What do you think?
How about that?
Look at Walker Spalding being funny.
I know.
I love that. That's a different side of you. I didn't know about that. Just the.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Right?
So kind too.
It's so kind. Thank you. Such a kind guy. Yeah. But you know, that brings up our next discussion of viral, virility, trending, all of those things, right? So you can make an argument for an app or getting attention that way. Mm-hmm. But just because a post went viral and say you're, audio guy.
God.
A post goes viral, but yet you're not getting more cash into your drawer, was it really impactful? You see what I mean? Like sometimes portable buildings, for instance, right? If somebody did a crazy stunt with a portable building and the post went viral, if they don't wind up selling a bunch of those buildings, does it really matter? And I think sometimes people have their eyes so much on wanting to go viral and having this big audience. What you need to be more focused on is what content are people reacting to and buying from?
Yes, absolutely.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's something that many times marketing and ad agencies and young people and, you know, we get it a little messed up. But you really have to measure at the end of the month, is this working because you have more money in your cash drawer?
Yeah. I mean, especially for businesses. Like if you're trying to run a business, you have to have money. It just doesn't work otherwise.
It does not work otherwise, right? Yeah, yes.
Absolutely. But I think there are plenty of entertainment channels that are like, hey, we just want to entertain people.
Sure.
That's it. But yes, if you are trying to run a business, if you're not looking at cash flow, like, good luck.
And I'm not saying that a stunt wouldn't help you. But I don't think at the end of the day that's the best way to sell your goods and products is just how many views can I get if I do something really crazy.
Right.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of companies now, they don't have a lot of views, but they make a lot of money.
Oh, sure.
So it's like, sometimes it doesn't add up, but it's like, okay,
right.
It's a big company. The people who are viewing it are buying.
They're buying now.
They're just not interacting. They don't want to like your business page, but you are getting their attention.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But there's still some, you know, we talked about what was happening in the 80s, the 90s, and you look at present day and it's still proven. People want to say, nope, I've cut the cord. I'm a cord cutter. I'm no longer watching television. But man, the numbers still show there are enough people there, whether it's provided by cable, dish, or streaming. So you almost, that needs to be maybe your third point of connection or connectability with the buying public. Yeah. They can see things socially, digitally, but then when they turn that tube on or whatever they're watching there and they see your spot, it's like, man, yeah, I really want that. You know, and now I've seen it 3 times.
Yeah, I think TV is more about legitimacy nowadays rather than actually using it to like get people to buy from you.
Right.
It's like once they see your face on TV, like, oh, these are people are like,
they're legit. Real.
Like,
they're famous.
What they're doing is like actually real. Cause like you can see their social media ads for everything right now. And you know, I think the us, we can see when it's like super cringy, and like really bad ad, and we're like, yeah, that's fake. Like, that's not
right.
You're super amateur.
Yeah.
But if you make, if you're making it on TV and spending the money on to be on TV, then it, it brings like actual legitimacy. And I also think that you need to be strategic about where you're placing your TV.
Most ads. Certainly. Like,
it, you need to be going for news and sports.
Right.
Otherwise, yeah, you're just, you're getting the bare minimum audience.
Forward.
Yeah.
Forward, forward. I mean, that's the thing with streaming. I don't think you can, you can't interact with it, but you also, I don't think you can forward through commercials on streaming. So that's one advantage there.
In the replay, you technically can.
Right.
On some of them.
Okay. Yeah. Just
but not all of them.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know, at the end of the day, I still believe, and then I want to hear from you guys and then we can close out. I'm still very much that people are this way where they say, I want that. As long as you put something in front of them,
yeah,
and it looks good, and you position it in a way that it's attractive to them, it's just as simple as them saying, I want that. Now make it easy to get it, right?
Yeah.
What do you think is one of the most impactful ways people are reaching their client base?
You can go first, Lucas, because I got to think about this.
Oh.
I got to think on
the most impactful ways?
Right. Like, for me, it's seeing. It's just very visual for me. Like, and when I say visual, it has to be quality. It has to be quality content that someone's producing for you, because if it seems low budget or low grade, I'm not turned on by it. I'm probably not going to purchase it or make an appointment or come see you. So.
Yeah, I think it's a big thing for me is how much free value they're adding to your life without you ever paying them a dime. Really, the only thing you're paying them is your attention at that point. So, if you're wanting to buy, for me again, if I'm going to buy a Sennheiser microphone that I really, really want, and I jump on their website, they will have tips and tricks on, you know, like miking, the proper miking
love
techniques,
that okay,
proper ways to take care of your mic, to clean it mic, and so all this stuff is absolutely free on their website. You don't have to pay for any of that, you know what I mean? And so I think there's a big opportunity there for in any industry,
right,
for you to offer a bunch of free advice to where they can still buy your product or buy your service.
Sure.
But really you're already giving them value. And so they're already like, wow, I like this person already.
Okay.
And so then that brings the follow to your channel and then them coming back to your channel over and over again because they're getting value.
That's what trips your trigger, huh?
Yeah.
I like that.
It works on me every time.
How about you?
I would go back to like the whole social media connection kind of dealio, like kind of going off a similar point, Lucas.
Yeah.
There are guitar shops that I like to shop on online. Yeah. Some of them are just straight up, here's the guitar. That's it. You can buy it if you want it.
They make it look really good?
They do make it look really good. They take a lot of time for the pictures. But versus another website, the site that I go to very often because they have a little person, like a person on like hand that is able to, like you're able to just type in like, hey, I'm worried that like the fret job on this guitar is going to be kind of whack.
Okay.
Can you like
so connectability? Yes. The connection chatting, or you say the little person, is it a real person or
no,
is it?
Yeah, it is a real person.
Okay.
They have right technicians there that just like sit around and answer questions for people on the site.
Okay.
And like, yeah, I don't know. Just like that human element.
That's important
makes it
to you.
1,000 times better.
Yeah. I think availability is almost what you're
I usually about, avoid right? that at all costs, though. I don't want to chat about it.
It just depends on the industry you're in. And you're not doing the chatting, right? It's someone you hired to be available to answer questions.
No, but he's like talking about asking people questions and such.
That's what I'm saying. Like there's someone hired to sit on the computer and monitor the chat and be like, I'm going
to
answer
that's important to him. Right. I don't want to strike up a conversation necessarily when I'm buying. And I have a lot of regret oftentimes.
But if you use this opportunity to learn,
man. Yeah. Like, darn it, should have listened.
Perhaps put all of these things.
Mine is getting opinions from others.
Oh, so that matters to you.
Who is in the industry or who is a creator? Obviously, I make videos. So if I'm looking to buy a new camera, like that new Sony camera we just looked at.
Oh, yeah.
We were like, well, what is wrong with this camera? Like, it's amazing.
What, it was priced too well or what?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
It's cheaper than the cameras we have.
We have, yes.
But it can shoot higher, or not higher quality video necessarily, but you can shoot 4K 120. And yeah. We can't do that in our
We
cameras.
Can't do that in our
so But
you
it's
need
cheaper.
To, you need to get on and chat with somebody and be asking
but
them hard questions.
I like to get different opinions from different creators because like I could watch one video and be like, oh, okay, this guy says this thing. But I go watch another video. I was like, okay, but this guy just said the opposite of what
And they both claim to use that particular camera?
Yeah, so brands will reach out and be like, here, review this. Or the guy, the creator will buy the camera, review it. And I like to get my...
That makes sense.
If I want to buy something that's worth a couple thousand or whatever.
Absolutely.
I need to get my money's worth before I buy it.
Right.
Look at that. We just gave you guys so much.
So much.
So much.
So much.
We'll do it again next time.
Thank you guys for listening and watching. If you guys want to follow us, we're on Marketabilities Podcast, Facebook, and on Instagram.
YouTube. Spotify.
Yes,
Apple,
Spotify.
Apple TV.
Apple TV. No.
Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. Apple TV.
Yes. And Google Podcasts as
Roku.
Well. We're now.
Yes, yeah. We are. Not on this show.
No, but on the spiel.
I was like, no, the spiel is.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
All right, anyways, go follow us. We love you. Bye.